Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Can't get enough of the Fan in the Morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, away we go. Post-election podcast, post-game podcast. Alan, Jerry, wait, it's a podcast. What's up, Alan?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So this Saturday, I'm going to go see Rutgers football.
Nice.
Rutgers, Minnesota.
Nice, nice, nice. And
now,
what is their nickname?
Gophers.
The Golden Gophers.
You know what's funny? Right. I do not own anything that has Rutgers on it.
Really? Even with Gina?
Yeah. I do own a Minnesota Gophers winter knit hat.
Oh, from the Super Bowl.
From when we went to the Super Bowl.
Don't wear that
there.
Saturday.
I am not wearing it. But here's a little quandary I've got myself into. So my friend Steve works at the company called SHI.
Mm-hmm, which is what the stadium's named after.
Yes, they have the stadium.
Yeah.
So I said to my friend Steve, hey, Steve, we should pick out a Rutgers game. We all go to John, his wife, Gina, we'll all go. And Steve goes, that's a good idea. We'll look into this. So the guy he goes to for the tickets is a fan of the radio show.
Oh, that's nice.
He goes, oh, yes, I have tickets. You guys can sit here and you can go to this area and get food and drink.
Nice.
Right. And then yesterday I found out my friend Steve goes, oh, but you have to go to the tailgate for an hour as an appearance. Huh. I'm like, what?
Wow.
He goes, yeah, no, I told him you'd definitely go by.
Does he know? You called him your friend, right?
Yes.
He doesn't know you.
He doesn't know I don't go anywhere.
Wow.
I go, what time is that? Well, it's a noon game.
Yeah. So was he on there from 10 to 11?
Yeah.
Oh, for real?
10 to 10, yeah. Well, he actually said 9 o'clock. I go, I am not coming at 9 o'clock.
Wow.
10 o'clock.
Well, what time were you planning on getting there anyway?
Probably 11. So it's only an extra hour.
All right.
But now I've got to be on, Jerry. You know me. I like to be with my people.
What people?
You know, the people Gina? Who listen. The people who listen to the show. What's so funny, too, is my friend Steve, who works at... By the way, I Googled his LinkedIn account today.
Yeah.
In December, he'll have been there 30 years.
Wow.
He started that, was a very small company when he first got out of college, and now it's this huge. It's like a software.
Yeah, yeah.
They sell software. It's like one of these companies. It's like a go-between. Like, if you work for, let's say, Verizon, and you're the guy, Jerry, who orders Verizon's any type of electronics, or you go to his company to buy it, and then they get it from the supplier.
So they probably are linked into all the suppliers. It's the middleman. Rather than you having to contact six different companies for six different parts, you order everything through them. They handle the six different companies, and here are your six parts.
Correct.
That's pretty good.
So that's the type of company it is.
That's pretty good.
He's been there like 30 years.
Nice.
He has, I don't think, ever listened to WFAN.
Okay.
Nor is my friend John, I don't think. Wow. These are my close friends, Jerry.
Yeah, but they're just like you.
Not listening to WFAN.
Well, I do think, number one, you might actually have a good time because tailgating is fun.
Are you sure?
Especially, I don't know what the weather is Saturday. Gonna be
it's going to be nice.
You'll have a blast. It really is. I love it. I do. I know we're way on opposite ends on this one.
I'm going to try to enjoy it.
You should. What else are you doing Saturday?
Nothing.
And it's not like the tailgates after the game where you're panicked about getting out. You're there already. All you have to do is get into the stadium. And if you're done at 11, you walk right in.
Right.
You know, you'll have a good time. You might actually stay till 11:05.
He even got me a parking pass.
Oh,
I mean,
for God's sake, Sal. What do you want?
Now I really have to.
I mean, that's all. And it's a noon game.
Great. Yeah, yeah, it actually is. And it's good weather, right?
You should have a great day. That to me, it's like one of the hidden gems of New Jersey. I really do feel that way. And I didn't realize it either until I started working at Rutgers. It's a great day.
What do you think in New Jersey, and probably Long Island too, if people are listening, New York, why do you think we weren't really into college football growing up?
Jets, Giants.
We had too many pro teams,
too much
think?
Going on. Jets, Giants, Knicks, Nets, Rangers, Islanders, Devils, Mets, Yankees. There's too much.
And in these areas where college football is very popular,
a lot of times they don't have pro teams.
Mm.
Like I will use myself as an example. And I think it goes back to when I was a kid. My dad was the same way, and I'm the same way he is, obviously, probably from watching him. You know, Sunday was football day. There was no, we didn't make plans. A wedding was one thing, a baptism, whatever. But, like, there were no plans on Sunday. It was NFL football on Sunday, and I remember my mom making the sauce on the pasta and the fire going in the family room when it was cold in late October as opposed to the way it is now. And it was great. There was nothing like it. Saturday was family day, whether that was youth sports for us, whether it was doing something with my mom. My dad wasn't going to sit there and watch college football all day and then watch NFL football the same way I will not do that. There's no way I'm going to sit there and watch college football all day and knowing that I am glued to the TV all day Sunday. Like, what weekend is that?
Doesn't sound like a great weekend.
No. So for me, I've never been a college football fan, not because I don't enjoy football, but because football is Sunday, and now it's Thursday, and now it's Sunday night, and now it's Monday night. Saturdays are off limits.
Like when I was in Tampa, they had the Buccaneers, and they were good after the first maybe year or two I was there. They were not good, but mm-hmm. then they got very good. But Saturdays, people were still into Florida State, and not Miami much. It was like Florida and Florida State.
4 hours away, 3 hours away.
Yeah, those were the two big schools. But people would really be into them. But that could have been, back then there was no, the Lightning had just started.
Yep.
There was no Tampa Rays. There wasn't.
It was everything.
Yeah, they had everything packed into that one season.
Yeah. I did, as you know, I did Columbia for 11 years. And for part of that, I was working the Cowboy games, too. And when I wasn't working the Cowboy games, I was watching the NFL on Sunday. You can ask my wife. I would get to, like, the fun. I love doing the games. Don't get me wrong. But I would get to, like, August. I'm like, oh, I'm losing my weekend soon. And I mean losing them. You know, calling college football is an experience. It's like, I remember for Columbia, for a 12:30 game, I would get there at 9:30. And then the game, college football games take 4 hours. And by the time you finish with the postgame show, like I was getting in my car at 6:30. I was leaving my house at 7:30 in the morning, and I was getting home at 7:30 at night, and it was brutal. And then the next day, all right, you maybe go out to dinner with my wife, but then Sunday was the NFL. It's a lot. Like, do you have no weekend?
Yeah, and it's true, like around here now, and this has been the last number of years, you know, for the first half of the NFL season, you're getting a lot of nice weekend.
Mm-hmm. You want to be sitting in the house?
Yeah, you do not.
It used to be just September.
Yeah.
Where it would be nice out on the weekends. Now we're having beautiful October and November weekends. You want to sit down all day and watch. Oh, it's tough.
No, the best way to do it is if you're bougie enough, and I'm not, to have like an outdoor area of your home where you have a TV out there, a little bar, the grill.
Correct.
That would be cool.
That is correct. I'm close to doing that.
You are?
Yes. Well, because we replaced the pool with the patio off the deck. I just had the friend of mine just put the bracket up for the TV. So I'm not doing it now, but for the spring, I'm going to put a TV up outside. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone does it. It's great. I'm jealous when I see people doing that. I'm like, why are we not doing that?
Yeah, it's a nice setup.
Much prefer to be outside than inside.
Yeah. close second is you could just have your windows open near your television. That's
what
I do.
It doesn't quite work the same. It's like, you know, you like to look at the beach rather than go to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like to look at the beach rather than go to the beach. What do you think, Jerry? You know, we did have the election yesterday. Why do you, it is strange how people can see things completely different. You know what I mean?
Oh, my God, yeah.
It's very strange because no matter who it is you were voting for or supporting, there was somebody that saw the other person a different way.
Yeah.
And you didn't see that person the way so they saw that person. And it's so strange.
Yeah.
We're all in from the same country, so it's not like, well, this is a German thing. It's just so weird how we can look at two candidates completely, and you think, I cannot imagine a single person voting for this person, and then the person who votes for that person thinks the same thing of the person you voted for.
Yep. What's the right word? Everything's very divisive.
Yeah.
And we are really in some odd time right now.
We are in a very odd time.
There was I don't know who it was, but she had 140,000 followers, posted a video of a girl on social media who was crying through her minute post about how her and her parents are never going to speak again because they voted for Trump. And Trump is a racist and he hates women and he's going to ruin her life. But yeah, my parents voted for this. And then I actually clicked on it just to see like what the comments were.
Yeah.
Oof. Rough.
The people responding to her.
Oh God, killing her. And then you watch CNN, like the clips of CNN and MSNBC that were happening late at night and overnight.
Oh, the sad newscasters.
And then you put on these other shows that were pro-Trump. You would think it was it's unbelievable the difference. There's no middle ground.
Yeah. I think the positive thing that people can look at is that in four years, you'll have, Donald Trump will not run.
Correct. It's over. This will be a second term.
He'll be done. So you'll get a different person there. And it seems like whatever the Democratic side is going to put up is going to be different than what they've been doing for 4 years.
Yeah, it's going to have to be.
So it's almost like a football team where it's like they have to go into rebuild mode. It's like, okay, and then what does that look
like?
Like
a new coach.
Yeah.
And a different philosophy.
Yes, like a new coach and a different philosophy with different players. And then maybe that will not be as polarizing the two sides. Maybe.
I mean, I would say if you go back to the past presidential elections, until Trump got involved, I don't really ever remember it being like this.
Yeah.
Like people might have, there were people that didn't think Barack Obama was qualified the first time around. But there was no hatred towards him. There wasn't. I mean, maybe in certain, you know what I'm saying?
Right, fringe areas for sure.
There always are in those cases. But I'm saying, like, it wasn't like this. It wasn't when Obama won, people weren't like, this country's doomed and we're going to, I mean, it wasn't. When Bush won, I think some people thought he was a moron, but I don't think anybody thought that the country was doomed. I don't. You'd have to go back. I don't remember Reagan and Clinton. I don't think
maybe Reagan people were scared of, but that was so,
know, you'd have to talk to your mom or your dad. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I was too young. I don't know.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
But yeah, it is the online stuff. And I was thinking this, I forget where I was listening to an interview. And it was election stuff. And it was about the way kids are growing up now and how influential the phones and social media are. And I started thinking about, you know, when we grew up, even when we got a cell phone, we were talking yesterday, there was none of this crap. Even if you just had a cell phone, it was a phone that
was
mobile.
You could text somebody, but that was a pain in the ass, or call them.
Exactly. Now, you know, if you wanted opinions back then, it was either your circle of friends that you heard from, or it was the people on TV and you know, whatever. You weren't watching it, you'd have to turn it on. With social media now, especially the way with this For You thing, or even people you follow for sports reasons but have completely different takes than you do on life, like this stuff is in your face, like nonstop. And I sit there and think, like, what will the effect be on younger people that this is all they know and they are living in a time of reaction, hot takes, and bullcrap that we didn't, that we're navigating through now, and it irks me. Whether you're, I don't care if you're for Harris, for Trump, doesn't matter to me. It doesn't matter if you're for the Rangers, the Cowboys, the Commanders, the Giants, it doesn't matter. You see all these different opinions and takes. Like, why do I care what this a-hole thinks? And yet you see it constantly, and it's you get hit over the head by it. It's like poisons our mind, I feel like.
Yeah, I think we're in a unique position in that we didn't have it growing up.
We didn't.
But we have it as adults. And even still, it's very easy to get, I get caught up in it a lot. So I imagine if it was there my entire life, or in, you know, and I'm a younger person, like that is something that you see nonstop.
Yeah, and I just wonder what the effects it will have on, let's say, a 14-year-old going through it right now.
Yeah,
when he's 25, you know, is he going to be more aggressive in life because social media is very aggressive? Like, does it change our behavior? I don't know, but it is something that you can't. Like, you can't, unless you don't have accounts, and unless you stay off it, and I think I do a decent job of staying off it for good stretches, but even, I'm on it enough, like, I don't know how you avoid it.
It's almost become, I know, definitely for younger people, that's where they get news from.
Yeah, for sure.
When you ask them, where are you getting your news?
Yep.
You know, and I feel like I get most of my news from sources on Twitter. You know, and some of them are traditional news organizations. Mm-hmm. Some of them are like more independent journalists. Some of them are just lunatic people writing things. And they all have equal value on the Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Right?
They get enough people that are following them.
Yeah.
Who's to say their opinion's any less than anybody else?
Yeah, like a random person is just under NBC News.
Right.
The equal amount of space on my screen.
Meantime, back in the 1980s, if you went to TV for the news at 6 o'clock or 5 o'clock, you couldn't find random person on Channel 6 doing the same thing and giving
his
takes.
Yeah.
It was Chuck Scarborough and Sue Simmons. They were telling you what was going on.
They were the best, Jerry.
Right? I mean, right or wrong?
Yeah.
It's so different now. It really is.
What was your favorite network when you were a kid to watch? Like, if you had to put the news on, would you put on?
It's funny. I liked Peter Jennings.
Oh, little ABC Peter Jennings.
Is that who was ABC? Mm-hmm. I did like Peter Jennings.
He was ABC.
Chuck Scarborough and Sue Simmons are ingrained in my head.
With on sports, who did the sports?
Oh, Warner Wolf?
No, on with Sue Simmons and Chuck Scarborough. It was Len Berman.
Oh, Len Berman.
Or that's sometimes
right. Spanning the globe.
Yeah, sometimes it was Sal Marciano.
That's right. What was it, Sal Marciano on PIX on Channel 11 end?
He did do some time at NBC, okay. As did Marv Albert.
Okay.
But I remember mostly Sue Simmons, Chuck Scarborough, Len Berman. That was a powerhouse trio right there, Jerry.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And I think they even had Al Roker as the local weatherman before he went to the Today Show.
And became national and rich.
I mean, that was a network back then.
Speaking of that and being rich in media,
yeah, I would
you
like
see
that.
Kay Adams doing Estee Lauder commercials?
No,
it's really impressive. Erin Andrews now does commercials for, is it Infiniti? It's one of the big car companies. Yes, oh, luxury car companies.
That's what we need, a luxury car.
Kay Adams is doing Estee Lauder commercials.
The perfume?
Perfume, yes, however you want to pronounce it. And I believe, I just saw it yesterday, I think Jamie Erdahl just got a deal with something.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, I get a perfume deal.
Just a deal, anything.
Yeah, not even have to be perfume.
Would you take a condom deal?
It's a good question.
You would.
Of course I would.
Here's the face of the new Trojan man.
Dun, dun, dun. Man, those condoms, they have so many varieties.
Yeah, they do.
Like even back nowadays, there's a million varieties to everything. When I'm telling you, when I worked at Drug Fair in like 1988, even back then, it was like, if you wanted to, and this was prior to the internet where you could go do your research first. Yeah. If you had a game plan, like I gotta go buy some condoms, you had to know what you were looking for. Because if you stood in front of that thing, there was the red box, which was just regular old condoms.
Just like Rite Aid brand?
No, they were Trojan, but in the red box, there was just regular. Oh. Then the green box was Reservoir Tip.
The hell is that? That was the name of, or it was still Trojan?
It was still Trojan. These are all Trojan brands. They are all Trojan types.
Okay.
They had regular, that was in the shape of a penis. That was the regular one.
Right.
Then they had Reservoir Tip, where at the tip of the penis, there was a little reservoir where the stuff would go. If you did not have the Reservoir Tip, and I looked at the instructions one day, you were to pinch the end of the regular condom that looked like a penis to give it some air. You needed some air for that stuff to go somewhere.
You really studied this.
I did, because I was like, what if I need this some
did
point?
You need it when you were there?
No. Then there was in the brown box, Jerry, ribbed for her pleasure. Hmm. Then you got it. Then what I'd understand, then they came out with one that was super thin.
But they were all thin.
Right, so why do we need the other?
If you don't know.
If you've somehow improved it to make it super thin, let's get rid of the other ones.
You would think, but then again, you're taking away people's habits and routines.
Right. They go, no, I like the regular Reservoir Tip one. Now then there was Reservoir Tip with lubricant. So that was
a lot of condoms.
That's what I mean, Jerry. Wow. And that was just Trojan brand.
And then I only with Lifestyles and Durex, right?
Lifestyles, Durex.
That's all I know. Anything else?
Man, there was another one. I can't think of it now.
Hmm.
Yeah, Durex.
I'm sure there's plenty of them. Plenty
now
more now.
And then there was also, in my drug fair, there was lambskin condoms.
Hey, we've talked about that.
Yeah.
That seems weird.
Yeah, where, and I don't know what brand that was. It was a lambskin condom, not latex. And on the box, it would tell you, this does prevent pregnancy. Like the sperm can't get through the lambskin. Cannot penetrate it, but VD
oh god
can penetrate the lambskin. So if you were to make sweet love, Jerry, to a woman with herpes and you had a lambskin condom on, you would not get her pregnant, but you might get the herpes.
Imagine the conversation the next day. You were wearing a condom, right? Yes. What kind? Lambskin. You put what inside where?
Lambskin condoms.
Damn
right. The sheep and lambs are being sent to slaughter. What are we being slaughtered for? Our coats? No. We need your skin to wrap our wieners with. Like, what?
Man.
But supposedly, and
we
I
really
never...
really used animals for everything, huh?
We really have abused animals. I never tried on a lambskin condom. Did you ever try on condoms?
No.
Just to see how it works?
No, and to be honest with you, you probably should have.
Yeah.
Probably should have, because the first time was kind of... was a mess.
Yeah.
Like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Probably should have.
Yeah.
Probably should. There you go. There's a little bit of advice.
Yeah, some adult advice.
That's real-life advice.
From two adults like Jerry and I. I will tell you, I did grab a box from Drug Fair one time and tried.
I'm not surprised. You also tried a pump. I mean.
A penis pump? Yeah. I did try that one.
I was waiting for you to tell that story today. We were talking about the after effect nut thing or whatever we were talking about.
Nut clarity?
Yeah. Because you've told that story many times that when it was done, you were disgusted with yourself.
Yeah. Yeah, so you played clips this morning from Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco talking about post-nut clarity, that after you ejaculate, you think, oh, I probably shouldn't have done that.
Right.
Yeah, definitely when I use the penis pump.
Do you think most people, and I don't mean after they repeatedly cheat, mm-hmm. but when they cheat for the first time, do you think most people are like, oh.
Yes.
Yeah, I would think so too.
Yeah, there is something, after you ejaculate, you then think about the consequences because you're no longer
hyped up with whatever the hell is running through your veins.
All juiced up with your hormones. And then it's like, oh, no. Oh, boy.
You can explain that
yeah,
one.
Yeah, uh-oh.
I always wonder, like, the person that cheats and then 3 weeks later thinks they got away with it, and then you get the call that she's pregnant.
Oh, my goodness.
That's got to be.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh is right. You ain't kidding. That's a rough one.
That is a rough one.
I mean, it's all rough, but then you add that into the mix, now you've really complicated your life.
Oh, yes, you have.
There's no doubt.
Yeah, that's the key to life, I think, is if you can figure out a way to make it so that your penis doesn't make the decisions. And it's harder when you're younger. I think it gets a little bit easier.
I don't think it gets easier, actually. Because it depends on the personal relationship and temptation.
Yeah.
I do. You can't tell me, I'm sorry, you can't tell me that if a 32-year-old perfect 10 threw herself at you over drinks in Las Vegas, wherever, and you were not in a good place in your relationship for that day, I'm sorry, you can't tell me that you would not be tempted. I don't care what stage of life you're in.
Had a couple of pops.
Yeah.
A couple of drinks.
I mean, that takes it to another level. I mean, your mind is not clear. And temptation is tough.
Then you get the double dose of reality, the post-nut clarity and the post-alcohol clarity. You go, oh, boy.
What
the double shot of.
Especially you where you black out.
Yeah, when I would drink.
That didn't happen, did it? Oh, yes, it did.
When I was a vodka drinker, yeah, I would black out. Not good.
I got to tell you, I'm not a vodka drinker at all. But I had Belvedere vodka the other day.
Yeah.
Dangerous.
Well, that was the one I would get.
Oh, really?
Because my brother-in-law would have it at the house when I go there for Thanksgiving. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I was like, this is a tremendous vodka.
It's good.
Very good.
And like I said, I don't like vodka.
Yeah.
But I've gotten off tequila for a little while. And I just had one drink. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to try with this. Oof. Mm. Pretty good.
Oh, it's pretty good,
Jerry. But I don't black out. But I didn't have I didn't have three of them either.
Yeah.
I had one. So I'm not going to tempt that.
Oh, yeah.
I've never been a blackout person. I don't want to be.
Yeah, no, it's not good. All right, Jerry, let's do the warm-up show. Yeah. Tomorrow we'll be back here on a Thursday. Thursday? Yes, a Thursday. Awesome. So,
want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.